Bank of Cardiff. This is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick. I got a piece of mail and the information piece of information in the mail from y'all talking about business loans. And I'm just kind of curious if you could give me a rundown on what your program is.
Yeah, yeah. Could I just get that 16-digit reservation code? I'll pull up your file real quick.
It's 251142010018-6563.
Cool. All right. And then who is it that I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Dale.
Dale, perfect. And it looks like you're calling with, is it 8 Lug Motorsports? Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Perfect. All right, Dale. I just got a few pieces of information I got to confirm here on file, and then I'll go ahead and answer any questions you might have. You the current owner for you guys out there?
I am.
100%?
100%.
Nice. And then what was your last name as well, Dale?
H-E-I-N-E.
H-E-I-N-E?
That's correct.
Perfect. And then could you just also confirm the address on file? Looks like 8403 Old Grisham.
Yeah, Old Grisham Road.
Mhm. Out in San Antonio.
That's correct.
And company name is 8 Lug Motorsports, right?
It is. It's actually, we changed the name in the last few months, but I mean, it's everything basically the same. We went to a more streamlined name for our business.
What is it now?
It's called Texas Green Light Capital.
Texas Green Light Capital. And are those all separate words? Or are they green light
no,
green, together?
No, green light's one word. Yeah,
okay,
green
cool.
Light's together.
Gotcha. How do you structure the business out there for you, too? You guys like LLC, S-Corp?
It's a LLC, but I'm a sole proprietor LLC.
Okay, cool. How long have you been running the show for, you guys, out there?
I don't know, 8 years.
Do you start it all up yourself and everything, too?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a dealer, car dealer, and I've had dealer's license for, 26 years, so.
All right, just kind of wanted to open up your own place?
Yeah, I've done that 26 years ago. off and on my own, mostly on my own for probably at least 20 of those years.
That's the way to do it, right? Do you guys, so just to get it straight, you guys made 8 Lug Motorsports back in, what was that, 2008, if that was 8 years ago, you said?
About right.
And then you just switched that over to Texas Greenlight Capital?
Yeah, we changed the name to fit our business model a little bit better, because 8 Lug Motorsports really, basically in the beginning, lended itself to doing diesel trucks, but now we're just doing everything, so it's really more, we went to a more streamlined name.
Okay, and you said you're a used car dealer out there?
Yeah, but actually, I floor plan wholesalers, so I have a group of wholesalers that use my money to buy and sell their cars.
Oh, nice. Got you in the nice position then, right?
Yeah.
And then best phone number in case we get disconnected.
210-771-5517.
Perfect. Is that the office phone out there?
That's my cell number.
Okay. And then do you guys have a website too?
Yeah, what's our website? Is it still under 8 Lug? 8LugMotorsports.com. 8 LUG Motorsports.com.
Perfect. And then what's the best email for you as well, Dale?
TexasGreenlightCapital.com. All spelled out. No, I'm sorry. TexasGreenlightCapital@gmail.com.
TexasGreenlightCapital@gmail.com. Perfect. All right. So, yeah, we have a few different programs over here, depending on what it is you're looking for. So if you kind of want to just let me know, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Well, what we're looking for is, and I'm probably within 7 to 10 days of doing a $200,000 loan with another investor, and I'm just looking at you as an option. If y'all's terms are better than what I can get from another investor, and it's not a bank like you. It's just a private investor. They're looking to make better return on the money than they can get at the bank at 1%.
Okay. Who is that? Is that like a friend or company?
It's a company, but it's a all they do. It's more of a private company. They just have a lot of money, and they're just trying to get their money working for them instead of sitting there losing 2% a year with growth.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What's the name of them as well? We have a match or beat policy over here, kind of why I asked.
Oh, I don't even know. It's my accountant setting it all up for me.
Oh, I got you.
Sure who it is.
I got you.
I may never meet him. It's one of those deals that I may never meet him. He'll handle all the paperwork, and it'll be a deal. You know, that is it, and they may be close at hand. I just really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, he's trying to get all that wrapped up for me. But I've seen this come in. I said, well, let me ask about this before I just chunk it in the trash.
Yeah, definitely. It's always good to know what options are out there for you, right?
Yep.
But yeah, it sounds like that might be one of our competitors, or maybe even a bank that we work with as well. Kind of why I asked.
It's not,
well.
Isn't it? We're talking about a guy that gets up every day and lives in his house. It's not going to be a guy that has a bank. He doesn't loan money out on a regular basis. It's not a broker. It's someone. My accountant does bookkeeping for hundreds and hundreds of people, and
companies,
a lot of these guys
have.
Well, they have money sitting around that they can't. They don't want to just leave sitting in a bank because it's not drawing any interest. So, basically,
they'll loan me their money.
Able to give them a, they'll loan me their money. Yeah, because everything we do is basically guaranteed, because all of our cars we buy, we have title assets.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's a real quick turn. Our company's a real quick turn company, so our money turns really, really fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotcha. It sounds like something pretty nice out there then. So, would you guys be looking to bring on some capital then?
Do what now?
You'd be looking to bring on some capital, it sounds like.
Yeah. I need more working capital to bring on, so I can continue to bring on more wholesalers, because that's how I make my money. I make my money on wholesalers, not on my money, but the wholesalers turning my money. I make a fee every time they buy a car, so to speak.
Okay. No, I got you. Definitely. How much would you be looking to bring on then?
A couple hundred thousand.
Like one, two, three. You still there?
Yeah. I mean, as little as 100, but two is what we're actually,
aiming for. Okay. Cool. To give you a little better idea of what it is we can do for you as well, one of our main factors is gross annual sales that we base off, the amount that we can give you. To give you a better idea, what do you guys do for 2015 in sales?
If we started, because we started the wholesale stuff like 90 days ago, but if in a calendar 12 months, we're going to do about $7 million.
Okay. And you said you just started all the wholesale stuff about 90 days ago, was that right?
About 90 days ago, yeah. But, I mean, we've been in it, but we ramped it up and brought on wholesalers to work with us. And so one of the wholesalers that works with us has been with us a while, but so he was using someone else's money. So I said, well, look, why don't you stop using their money, use my money. But in the process, we've realized we can bring on additional guys and make additional money. So we just need more capital to make that happen.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Well, you'd be looking to bring it on pretty soon then, right? You said you had that other offer that's about 2 weeks away. Was that correct?
Well, I mean, it could happen sooner. I mean, it's just a matter of
finding somebody like
on everything. It could happen in a few days or a few weeks. I'm not really sure exactly how quick we'll put everything together.
Right, I gotcha. Yeah, just trying to get the urgency from your guys' end as well. We have a really fast turnaround over here too, so definitely one of our benefits. Once I get everything in from you, I can give you an answer on, what terms and whatnot we'll be able to give you within about 24 hours of, getting everything back from you. But for the annual sales that you just said for that $7 million, what did you guys report on the taxes for last year? How much did the annual sales come up on that for?
You got to understand, we're talking, like 90 days of history, but you're probably looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of. Going to be somewhere north of 200,000.
Okay. Are you guys tracking for a lot more this year? What are you guys on track for 16?
you got to understand, this is all fresh for 90 days. It's hard to say where we're going to track. Last year was a different business model than what we're tracking right now. So for me to tell you, like I said, if we tracked it for 9 more months, it would be about $7 million and about $200,000 to $250,000 of profit.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just trying to get, you know, that kind of squared out. That is one of our big factors is the annual sales. So, you know, I just want you to understand that as well. So I know this is kind of, said you're just going into this, but, you know, definitely something we got to get squared away as well. Another one of our factors is credit. What's your credit like?
It's north of 7-something. That's good. I don't have any issues.
Okay, cool. And when's the last time you had that checked?
Probably a couple of weeks ago, I guess. I keep up with it pretty close.
Okay, so cool.
It was 725 or something, 740, I don't know.
Awesome.
Within the last month.
Yeah, just trying to get a, you know, general ballpark, no real need on that as well for a specific, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, and so here, and here's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to find out from you, and I know you can't tell me anything concrete without seeing credit and all this, you know, mm-hmm. the other information you need, is y'all's stuff set up on simple interest notes, or mm-hmm. how does y'all's repayment work? Because, mm-hmm. if it doesn't fit what I'm trying to do, then it's no use us wasting a bunch of time on it, because I really,
exactly.
like I said,
right.
I just... You know.
No, yeah, and I'm trying to, you know, do the same thing. I want to be straightforward with you and vice versa, and, you know, I want to, get on the same page, so definitely not trying to waste your time as well. What kind of terms and whatnot did you
That's
have in
fine.
Mind on that? Were you looking for something more daily, weekly, longer, shorter? Just kind of, what are you thinking of?
When you say daily, what are you talking about? Daily repayment?
So with our capital programs, the repayment programs that we offer on those are daily, weekly, and monthly. For first-time customers, typically fall into the daily and weekly categories, depending on which program. But typically, for the first-time customers, we don't offer the monthly payments on that capital side. And then the term length is going to be anywhere from about 6 months to 24 for first-time customers, because they are the short-term unsecured business loan. So.
Okay. Well, then this is probably not going to work for me, because what I've got set up is based on monthly, and it's a 5-year note at a you know, reasonable interest rate. So what y'all are trying to do, because I have a friend that did a loan like what you're talking about, where they mm-hmm. took $250 a day or something out of his account, and mm-hmm. it got him in trouble. And we're not going to go down that road.
No, that's fine too.
My business, because I don't need to.
Yeah,
I don't need to. So
definitely understand that as well.
If something can't be set up on a monthly, then I mean, and based on what he told me, the interest that they charged was astronomical. And mm-hmm. I don't need that. I can get money cheaper, but I just call in to ask about mm-hmm. this to see.
No, yeah, definitely.
So typically,
I understand.
You know,
let me just ask you this, Andy. What kind of approval in terms of whatnot did he give you that that you were looking for? Are you still there, Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. For one, my name's not Andy. And two, we were doing a 5-year at 10%.
5-year, 10%. And what was the original amount he's going to give you on that?
$200,000. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so here's what I can do for you. I'll shoot over the application we have. If you want to go ahead and move forward with this, we can definitely see what we can do. Although, you know, get you our best program, best terms, whatnot. I can, try and get you some monthly payments. But what I'm going to need from you is just the one-page app, and then what we need is 6 months of the most recent business bank statements, and then as well as your most recent tax return. You said you got everything taken care of for 2015 on the tax return?
I actually think it should be done by now. I mean, it's due to be turned in next week, so I'm sure the accountant said he was finishing it over the weekend, so I would imagine it's done, which I'm going to call it. When you and I get off the phone, I'm going to call him and see if he's got that done.
Okay,
so,
was that for the extension?
Yeah, I mean, it should be. Yeah. I extend every year. I own 4 companies, so I have too much stuff going on to be able to get it turned in by the 15th of April.
All right, yeah, no worries, too. We can work on the extension as well if you just want to kind of throw over a copy of the extension. Definitely no issue with that. So, yeah, that's basically all it is with us. Then after that, I can go ahead and get you, you know, see what we qualify for. We can move forward on that if you end up, liking the terms and whatnot. Go ahead and try and get you some monthly. And you said you're looking for something longer, correct? You don't want anything, too short-term on that loan?
Well, I mean, it all depends. I mean, if we're borrowing $200,000, there's no way to pay it back in 6 months, you know, reasonably. You know,
oh, yeah.
But it has to be, you know what I mean? So typically that's why we'd set it up originally on a 5-year term.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, and just kind of letting you know how we work over here on our end, too, is when we go ahead and go through the application process, we will approve you guys for the longest amount and longest terms possible. Then we kind of put the ball in your mm-hmm. court and work backwards for them that. So,
gotcha.
You know, definitely kind of the options on that. And, you know, we have a lot of different programs, like I mentioned earlier. So really just kind of depends on what you qualify for. And then, you know, we kind of present you guys those options. You can move forward with that and, you know, we can go from there. Another All question right. I had for you guys, though, do you have any current loans out right now for the business? Any capital loans?
Nothing that's not secured.
Okay.
Everything we have is secured.
Okay, cool. Is that like for equipment or?
No. That's just a open line of credit.
Okay, perfect. Is that with a like local bank out there? Or?
Yep.
And who is that? Yeah. Wells Fargo or?
BB&T.
Okay. And have you? I know you said you weren't looking to go forward with the bank avenue on the, you know, financing. You got the other option, and then kind of us. But you said you weren't looking to approach the bank on that.
Well, I may. I mean, that's one of the reasons I'm trying to get my 15 tax return done, just so I could, you know, mm-hmm. because they've talked to us about the possibility of doing it too. So, I mean, I have several options. I just opened your letter and called to find out the information. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Before I cast it into the trash.
Yeah. No, I gotcha completely. And what type of you know, return would you be getting on this investment too? Just hypothetically speaking.
On the money that I would get from y'all?
Yeah, kind of quantify the return you would be getting on this investment?
That'd be hard to say. I'd have to think that one through a little bit. You know, probably something in the neighborhood of $10,000 to $15,000 a month.
Okay, cool. All right then, Jason, I'll shoot you over the email then with the application, and then when do you think I can get this back from you?
I'm getting ready to walk out of it. Just get it over to me, and I'll look at it and see, make sure it's something I want to move forward with.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. All right, Jason, well, I'll shoot that over about 5-10 minutes.
My name's not Jason either. You've called me two different names and never called me by my right name.
I apologize for that. We got so much going on over here.
Did you not write anything down we've talked about? I'm just curious.
No, I've been taking notes by hand this whole time. That's the email I had. At aimelectric.com.
No, I'm not. You're not even on the right company.
Dale.
That's not even my. Yes.
Texas Greenlight Capital.
That's right.
All right, Dale. Perfect. I'll shoot you that email right now, then I'll keep my eye out for that.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.